regarding communication, well, regarding Operation Surreal, well, like I said, it's a key point. So we really tried to communicate. What we did see is that when we started it, we really took it as a campaign. So Operation Surreal, but it's very close to Operation Smile, and if you translate it into Dutch as well. And it really became a stronger brand than MDM, because our communication department was really saying, okay, but give the children a smile, and really telling this beautiful story. And at the same time, we came with press statements on Saint-Papier, and it was really, but you're the smiling organization, how come, why? So we felt it was some kind of conflicting. So what we now see in a new strategy is to always make sure that we do it the way MDM is doing, because I think Operation Surreal is a very positive, I think it's a very positive program, but it could be getting alive by itself. And I think here we should really make sure that it's always MDM who's messaging instead of just putting smiley people, because it's not just a smile. I think on the backside we do a lot of more things, providing access to health, giving people a good opportunity to be accepted in the community. So it's we should make sure it's an MDM story that we tell. I think we stopped doing the old way, so we're now in process of building something that fits us more. So we stopped using the old, because we always said we had a Give a Smile campaign. Mm. So we had a big, we broke the world records on having this big event on inviting more than 500 people to laugh all at the same time. So we broke the world record. So it was all about smiling and thinking about laughter. And then it was very difficult to include the MDM story about access to health. So we did a lot of activities around Operation Surreal the last years.